All right, let's get started. My name is Alan C. I'm the CEO, New Kingdom Entertainment. I'm not the smartest person in the world. I know a lot of things, but I don't know everything. I am definitely a work in progress. This is my podcast, Be Quiet, Grown Folks is Talking. And been a while. I have been a while since I've done a segment on my podcast, and the reason why, one of the reasons why, is because my mic game was weak. I was having trouble with my microphone, and I was using the array on the mic and speaker array on the computer, which wasn't doing a good job. So I had to step my mic game up. I had a Yeti mic that failed on me, so I had to get a new one. So now I have a Presonus reflector mic, and it sounds pretty good. Y'all be the judge, tell me how good it sounds. All right, so the other reason is I'm about to play a video of a segment of Roland Martin's show, and Roland Martin is a pretty intelligent dude. I heard somebody disparage him because of the way he treated Ice Cube with his nonsense. And I happen to be like, one of our problems is we don't stick together. We don't back each other. We don't stick together. And I have a problem when one person jumps out the window without coming together with a group of people to present an idea, especially when it comes to politics and when it comes to things that concern Black people as a whole. One Black person does not speak for all Black people and shouldn't. So I don't understand why this dude in there, why some people might would have a problem with what Ice-T called himself trying to do. Because he may have consulted some other people or whatever, but when he presented his situation and when he talks about it, he's by himself. And we know there's more power in numbers, and just because you got some money and you did some shows, you made some records, and you famous, don't mean you know what you're talking about. That's real simple. That goes for me too. And I'm not famous, and I'm not rich. So definitely don't mean I know what the hell I'm talking about, but I'm going to say what I need to say anyway. So I'm going to play this video, and then I'm going to opine on it after the video, but the video is real disturbing, and I didn't even look at this whole video, and I'm about to watch it, the whole video, for the first time right now, because when it got to a certain point, I didn't want to see no more, because they like to talk about Black folks being buck broke. Like they try to say Kanye, they was trying to lynch him and buck break him, and Kyrie when he said what he said, and this, that, and the other. It seems to me that we don't really understand what lynching is. We don't forgot what real lynching is. We don't forgot what it really means to be buck broke and what white people used to do to us in front of our families on the plantation. And what Black folks need to know, it's still going on. They are still doing these type of things to us, but under the color of law, and we just go forward. We don't really... like, we don't do enough to stop these people from doing things, foul things to us. And most of us are clueless about the law, because even in this video, the dude is allowing them to do certain stuff. And I understand he's trying not to get beat up and everything, but damn. I'm like, it comes a point where you got to take an ass whipping, because you just can't allow these police to do whatever the hell they want to. They're going to do what they want to anyway. For the most part, and the system and the government is going to back them up, because it was designed to back them up. It was just, like people like to say this system is broken. Please, it's not broken. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do. Police are the extension of slave catchers. There's a lot of people in this country, and even a lot of dumbass Black folks that think that we still have to be subjugated, that we still have to be treated, that we're like, we're still slaves. Like, we still have to show our papers. And it's sad that it's a lot of Black people that are perpetrating this BS. because they don't know the Lord, because they haven't been taught shit in school. Like, I don't understand how they not teaching civics in school anymore. That's why nobody know, these kids don't know the law. But the fact that they ain't teaching them, we need to teach them. We need to teach our kids and teach other people what the rights are, what the laws are, and what rights that we have. Yes, the Constitution wasn't written for us, but they made it up. It's their laws, and we can use them. We can use those laws against them if we stand up and if we know it. If we know it, you know, like they say, when you know better, you do better. So anyway, let me play this video. It's very disturbing, because if you want to know what real buck breaking is, you're about to see it in action here and now. Something that just happened recently, and I looked it up, and I seen there's more instances of this happening. Men, black men being strip searched in public and being penetrated. These cops actually try to penetrate this man. That's a rape. That's being buck broke, because that's what buck broke is. When buck broke was when they would take the toughest, hardest slave on the plantation and assault him, sexually assault him in front of everybody in the plantation. Tie him down and sexually assault him in front of everybody. That's what buck broke is. So next time you say a nigga been, excuse the language, next time you say somebody been buck broke, it better be this. It better be close to this, or approximate to this, because words or just taking some money from somebody, or contracts or endorsements from somebody, is not buck breaking them. That's the stupidest shit I ever heard in my life. Excuse the language once again. Let me play this video.
A street in front of his family members, the officers find nothing. But the black man, Ronnie Reed, was arrested for selling cocaine, and he's headed to court on drug charges next month. Now, drugs that were not found when they stopped him. Here's body camera footage of this search.
Not like that, man.
And you're a big nut advocate, aren't you? You're a big nut.
I am.
Yeah, you're all about that shit.
I am. Let's loosen up the pants here. And
yeah, already loosened, bro. The belt, I'm buckling all that shit, man.
Okay. Somebody got a light? Okay. I don't want her to look at your genitals. Let's go over here. All right. Light somebody?
Hi, man.
Somebody got light?
Come on.
All right. Man. Nothing's going to go inside of you, all right? But we have to make sure you don't have anything else.
Please get out the road.
All right. Don't stop doing that.
You don't lean on my car? It ain't my car, it's the city's car, so cool.
Lean over, lean forward.
Bro, man, come on,
see,
man.
See, this is, nope, stop. You're going to lean forward.
Bro,
you're going to lean forward.
Bro, listen, bro. You're doing too much.
No, I'm not.
Nope.
I just told you nothing was gonna be put inside of you, but you gotta let me look.
Can't bend me over like that, bro. I know my rights.
Stop. He's clenching hard. He's got something up there.
I ain't clenching nothing.
Stop.
Put him against the car right there.
Please stop.
That's up in his ass, probably. I mean, he's clenched so hard.
Because you ain't finna stick your finger in my ass.
No, I'm not. You're right.
Listen, bro.
Yeah, they're going to do it at the jail.
Okay, cool. Let them do it at the jail, bro, because y'all ain't finna stick your finger up my ass, man.
I just told you I wasn't, but you unclench your asshole and just let it come out. You can just get one charge now.
Auntie, back up. Auntie, back up. Back up. Back up. Please. Please go in the yard, Auntie. Please. Please.
Wow. The investigative reporter who broke the case, Nicole Manna of the Tribune, is joining us now from Jacksonville. Okay, Nicole, I'm confused here. So how is he charged on drugs, but they didn't find any drugs?
I mean, we're confused about that, too. And that's a question that we have asked the state attorney's office. If you didn't find anything, how could you charge him with this? Why is Ronnie Reed being prosecuted? And they declined to answer our questions because of the ongoing criminal case.
So you can hear the cops on the body cam claiming that he was clenching his butt as if he...
All right. I don't want to hear no more of that. I just don't want to hear no more. And I got to apologize. Like I said, I hadn't watched the whole video and everything, and I got to apologize. The dude was trying to resist, and at first when he told him, I thought he was, like, inviting him to search him and look on his nuts. I didn't understand he was being sarcastic, and he was, because, you know, he was saying, like, y'all doing too much. Like, y'all really want to cut my nuts? And, yeah, you know, and then... when they tried to make him bend over, he resisted that shit, but they were already in his pants. They was already in his underwear. That's a sexual assault. And even if you notice at the end of it, they trying to like figure out why they still charged him with something. They still charged with something because they know they effed up. That's why they still charge. There's no mystery about why they still charging him. But like I said, I can show you another video of the same thing happening to another man. And so it ain't no telling how many times they do this. It's no telling. Normally, they probably just have enough sense to take it down, you know, hide it away somewhere before they do this shit. But now they both doing it right in front of the reason for that. It's a reason why they did that man's family. Nelson did that. It still would have made it illegal. It would have been so much better. Like that was sending a message. That was buck break. That's what you call buck breaking. To sexually assault this man in front of his family, and he had to tell his aunt to go inside, like, so she wouldn't see what else they might was gonna do. And it's sad, man. Like ain't no way I could have stood there and watched that shit happen. Ain't late, man. And that's how we have to start. Like when we see our brothers getting stopped in the street and shit like that, we need to stop. Like I'll be embarrassed when I see a traffic stop and I stop and observe what's going on. Because I'm busy, I got kids to take care of and everything like that. But I know I need to stop because it may go left. And I know that because I know the laws and I know the statutes and stuff like that, and I understand the Constitution, I understand that 90% of the time when police stop somebody, and especially when they ain't done nothing, they are violating their rights, and they violate their rights. And like most people don't know it, and you got a lot of dumb ass black folks that say, oh, just comply, oh, just give up your ID when they ask you, oh, just do what they tell you to do. Really? I'm a grown-ass man. I'm 65 years old. 66. No, excuse me. 66. Soon to be 67. I ain't finna sit there and let no punk-ass, young-ass cop talk to me like I'm a child or tell me what to do when I haven't done anything wrong, haven't violated any laws. Because if you haven't done anything wrong, you haven't violated any laws, they have no power over you. They're not supposed to do bother you. And if they do come up and talk to you, you can tell them, kiss your my ass and walk away from them. And it ain't shit they can do. But we all know that the minute a cop get butt hurt, it's on and popping. That's why I really didn't want to watch that whole video. And I seen another one. And I didn't watch that one either because it's sickening. Straight like that. It's sickening. And, you know, you got a lot of black people running around here bigging up Trump and bigging up the Republicans. And I know Democrats are pieces of shit, too. But if you don't get that, the Republicans are so much worse. And, you know, people keep saying Democrats ain't done anything for us. Well, I can't see. They've let shit happen, but I don't see a lot of shit, negative shit that they've instituted against us. And yeah, we support them, and we should be getting more out the deal and getting more. But the fact is, you know, we don't show up. And somebody had a problem with somebody saying we should hold our feet to the fire, make them do for us because we support them, make them support us. But that's the way of the world. That's what we have to do, because at the end of the day, we don't have nobody but us, and we don't even have us because we don't stick together on shit. We don't stick together on nothing, because if we did, we would not need these white folks. We would not be worried about what they're doing for us or what they're not doing for us, because we would be doing for self. See, that's the dumb shit when I hear people say, what are they doing for us? What do you mean? What are we doing for us? So at the end of the day, there's two political parties in here. When you vote, you have two choices. And saying you're not going to vote for either one, well, you actually are voting against one or the other, because them white folks, I'm talking about black folks now, I'm not talking about other people that vote, because I know what white folks going to do. White folks going to vote for Republicans, conservatives, they're going to vote for them racists, and they know they racist, and they're going to vote for them. Even the ones that say they're not racist is going to vote. I can't tell they're not racist because you vote for racists. You stand with racists. You support racists. So you telling me you're not racist, I can't tell. And neither can the racists. So with that being said, you know, I done got through this video and I have some more. I'm going to start doing some more because I like the way this mic sounds. So I'm definitely going to get busy on these podcasts. Y'all have a good day, man, and stay safe out there, man, and learn the laws of this land. Know your rights. Know your rights, because if you don't, you're at the mercy of these people, man. And you'll find out. If it hasn't happened to you yet, it will in some shape, form, or fashion. Sooner or later, you're going to be violated. It's absolutely going to happen. Mark my words. You have a good day.